Okay, so if you recall from last week, just a brief synopsis, as Johnny asked, we were discussing the different types of tarovisim. We have the tarovis yavish liyavish, which is primarily just solid entities of iser and heter being mixed together. And we're not sure which one of the entities are iser, which one is heter. That's a tarovis yavish liyavish, which we're going to put on the side. That's always going to be batel berovi d'oraisa. And then we start speaking about the next type of tarovis, the second type of tarovis, which is the one we're going to focus on, which is tarovis lach. Lach be'lach, lach be'yavish, where the issue at hand is where the bliyas of iser that are coming from the chepza of nevela are actually transferring over into content of heter. And when these bliyas of iser are transferred over into content of heter, they also have the capacity to give off taste. That's what a tarovis lach is. It can either be a chefetz of nevela that's going to be transferring its bliyas and giving off its taste, imparting its taste into another solid entity, or into rotev. That's a lach b'lach or a lach b'yavish. But the point is, the underlying issue at hand is that you have bliyas of iser that are being transferred over, and they have the capacity to give off taste into the content of heter. And we pointed out that there is another factor that goes into defining a tarovis. We have a tarovis lach, which is a min b'mino, versus a min b'eino mino. If you have a transfer of bliyas where the iser and heter are of the same taste, that's min b'mino. And there will be no principle of tom kicker at all, because there's no way to discern the taste of iser. They both have the same taste. So if you have baser nevela, baser shluta, you transfer the bliyas over, you'll never be able to discern the taste of the bliyas of nevela, because it has the same taste as the bliyas of heter. That's a min b'mino, and we pointed out that that's also batel berov. The tarovis that we're discussing is a lach b'lach min b'eino mino, where you have iser and heter, and the bliyas of iser have different tastes than the bliyas of heter. So for example, if you have a chefetz of nevela, a baser of nevela, and you cooked it with vegetables, and the bliyas of iser transferred over into the vegetables, now there's a capacity for those bliyas of iser, of the baser, to give off a discernible taste of meat into the vegetables. That's a min be'eino mino. And that is what we pointed out is not subject to the regular rules of bitul berov. Rather, it's subject to a different criteria called nesinas tam. And we're going to see that you're going to need a shir shishim, or to somehow show that the taste of iser that was transferred over into this vegetable, which may have a discernible taste, has been negated. That's going to be the agenda of alach balach min be'eino mino. And that's what we called the principle of tam ke'ikr. And we showed that there were three possible makoros for tam ke'ikr. The two that we're going to focus on for the rest of the year, the third one was just a hosafa. But the two main makoros for tam ke'ikr, which Rav Sacks always wanted, that's his first question, the makor for tam ke'ikr, we saw were two potential makoros. The first makor was the parsha of Nazir, which was by Mishras Anavim, where a Nazir is usher to eat grapes. And the Gemara Torah says, Mishras Anavim, and the Chachamim learned out from the word Mishras Anavim that not only is the actual grape usher to consume, but even if the grape just was nosing tam of wine into water, you will not be able to consume the water. The Nazir won't be able to consume the water because it has absorbed the bliyas of wine and it's nosing tam into the wine. That's the principle of tam kikr, lefi the Chachamim. The second makor we brought down was the Gulei Nachrim, where the Torah was mitzaveh that everyone should be, the Klal Yisrael should be machshir their kelim in the midbar. And that presupposes the fact, there's an implication, that if the Torah is telling you to be machshir the kli, that must mean that the bliyas of iser that were in the cavity of the kli, even though the kli is completely clean right now, those bliyas of iser, when they come out into your content of heter and the next time you cook in this pot, are problematic. That's why the Torah is makbid that you machshir and you purge the kli of those bliyas. Those were the two makoros. The first one is Nazir, Chachamim, and the second one was Gulei Nachrim. That was Shitas Rabbi Akiva. That was all the Hagdama synopsis of the main thrust of the first year. And then we pointed out in Machlokes Rishonim, which we're going to keep on going in for this year, about what is the exact nature of the principle of Tam Ke'ikr. And for this, we went to the Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Samach Zayin, which is the Makor. This is what Rav Sacks is also second question after the first question. He's going to ask, what is the Makor for Tam Ke'ikr in the Gemara? And that's this Gemara of Yochanan Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Ravo, Amar Rav Yochanan, Gemara v'Nezer Samach Zayin. And Rav Yochanan says a two-part statement which all the Rishonim are trying to mutter over and chap what exactly Rav Yochanan means to say. And Rav Yochanan, let's just focus in on the second part of Rav Yochanan's statement. Rav Yochanan says, I put it on the board, I forgot the first part, but taimo uveloma mashal, the person has a tarobes which just has tam, without any chayfetz of iser, no chayfetz of nevela b'chlal, just tam. So the mashal, you put a nevela into a pot of heter, you took the nevela out, it's been cooked, so all the bliyas of iser of nevela have been distributed and transferred over into the pot, the content of heter, and now there's only what's left is tam. All you have left are taste of the bliyas of nevela. So Rav Yochanan says, in this case of tam, velo mamasha, where there's no chefza at all, which is the principle of tam ke'ikr, says Rav Yochanan, stimas lishono, two parts. He says, aser, and he says, elokinolov, no malchus. So the question becomes, machlokas rishonim, how to understand this line of Rav Yochanan. And the first shita that we did was Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rashi at the end of last year was that Enachanami, Hagufa, the fact that the Rav Yochanan is saying that you don't get Malchus is Megala, that really Midoraisa, this is Mutter. The Bliyas of Isser that give off taste into content of Heter, really Midoraisa is also Batal Barov, just like all the other Tarobasin that we mentioned, of Lach Balach, Mimbimino, and Yavish V'Yavish, they're all Batal Barov. The fact that you taste the bliyas of Isser is a dinder abanan. Tam ke'ikr is only a dinder abanan, and that's Hagufa Ruchanan saying, ain't lokin love. No malchus, only dinder abanan. And the reason why Ruchanan says it's Asr is because it's Asr dinder abanan. That was Shitas Rashi, and at the end of last year, we were miyashiv how Rashi dealt with the two makoros that we had, one from Nazir, Chachamim, and Rabbi Kiva of Gulei Nachrim. That was all. Shitas Rashi, that was just a synopsis of the entire shir in 5 minutes. Good? Okay, now we move on to the next two shitas. And if we have time, we'll do more in the future. But right now we're going to focus in on the next two shitas. Comes along the shita of the Orleans. Everyone had different funny ways of pronouncing it during Seder. I overheard some Orleans. Okay, it's shitas Rima Orleans. How do I know that? I don't know, that's how I decided to pronounce it. That's how we're going to pronounce it. The Rima Orleans. Shitas Rima Orleans comes along and he argues on Rashi, and he says, absolutely not. The principle of Tam Ke'ikr is a Din D'oraisa. It is Asa D'oraisa, and we have two Mekoros to prove it. We have Rabbi Kiva's, we have Chachamim's Mekor of Mishras HaNavim, of Nazir, and we have Gulei Nachrim of Rabbi Kiva, that Klei Medin have to be Machshir the Kalim in the Midbar. Tam Ke'ikr is a Din D'oraisa. So says Rima Orleans. So what's Pshat in Rabbi Yochanan? So Aser is Geshmak. Aser means D'oraisa now with the Rima Orleans. But why is there no Malchus? Just like you get Malchus when you eat an actual Chefza of Nevela, you consume a Kazayas of actual Nevela, you get the Malchus of Lo Sochlu Kol Nevela, you should also get Malchus for eating and consuming the taste of Nevela. Tam Kicker is Daraisa. It's a lav. Says the Rima Orleans, a very important klal, the Kol Torah Kula, a derivational klal that we all have to remember, that when it comes to lavim, there's a derivational technicality for how you derive Malchus for Lavin. The Torah, when it wants to give you Malchus for a specific Isser, it has to formulate that Isser in one of the Dal Lishonos of a Lav. Either Al, Lo, Pen, or Hishamer. Those are the four Lishonos of a Lav. So Lo Sochlu Kol Nevela, which Asers the Nevela itself, eating the actual chefza, and a chanami, you get malchus, because the lashon of pasuk is lo sochlu kol nevela. But says the Rima Orleans, let's focus in on the mekoros that we use for tam ke'ikr. Says the Rima Orleans, if you notice, the shita that we're discussing here in Avodah Zarah is Rabbi Yochanan shita. Rabbi Yochanan, watch this, is the same shita who brought Rabbi Kiva's drasha of Geulei Nachrim Imsachim. He brought the clay medion mekor, the second mekor. And if you focus in on the second Makor, what is the second Makor saying? That's why I was being very careful how I said over the second Makor. The Torah was mitzaveh Klal Yisrael to be machshir kelim. That presupposes the fact, an implication from there, we see that the Torah was machbin on bliyas of Isser. Now that's not a formulation of a lav. The Torah doesn't say, don't eat the bliyas of a kli. Lo sochlu bliyas of a kli. It doesn't say that. It says, be machshir the kli. So says the Rima Orleans, this is a classic situation of an iser asay, or for Shia, an iser esay, a lav that is through an implication from a mitzvah asay. Because there's a mitzvah asay of hechsher kalim, we can work backwards and do a lav haba michlal asay. We can, through implication, see that there is an iser to eat these bleas. But it's not formulated as lo al peni shomer. It's being done as an implication from the mitzvah of hechsher kalim. So says the Rimi Orleans, Makos, the Gemara Makos says that whenever you have a lav haba michlal asay, an iser asay, there's no makos. Ain't looking a love. So hagam, it is deoraisa. Tom Kicker is deoraisa. But the mekor of Tom Kicker is from Gyulei Nachrim. Rabbi Yochanan Lishitasei doesn't have a lav that's formulated in the kra. It's only haba michal asay, no malchus on an iser asay. One more point, Johnny, 1 second. And the Ron adds, even if you want to learn it out from the first mekor of Nazir, of Mishras and Oven, if you recall from the first year, the way the Chachamim derived Tom Kicker from Mishras HaNavim wasn't a simple extension. They made a Kal V'Chomer. They said, just like Nazir has this Isser, Kal V'Chomer to Kol HaTorah Kula. So there's another derivational limitation on Malchus. Ein Onshin Min Hadin. You can't give Malchus based on a logic, based on, what the article call it? Fortiori, whatever it's called. You can't give Malchus on a logical argument, based on a logical argument. Ein Onshin Min Hadin. So this, says the Ron, is Mashlin the Rimi Orleans Shita. So it comes out that we have, this is the second mahalach in the Gemara. Really, Tamo Uvaloma Masho, Tam Ki'ikr, the principle of Tam Ki'ikr is a Din D'Oraisa. The reason why Rav Yochanan said no Malchus is for one of two reasons. Either you go with a Gyulei Nachrim Mekor or Rabbi Kiva, which is only an Isser Esay, which has no Malchus. Or you go with the first Mekor of Mishras Anavim, which is learned out as a Kal V'Chomer of Tam Ki'ikr to Kol HaTorah Kula, which has the principle of Ein Onshin Min Hadin. And there's no Malchus. But says the Rimi Orleans, there's no Hechrech from the Gemara that Tom Kicker is Derabanan, like Rashi. It can still be a Deraisa, but for due to technical derivations, we will not have Malchus. That is Shita number two. Yeah?
You can't learn from both areas, though. Didn't we say?
No, no, just the Ron was adding.
Whichever one it is.
Yeah, the Ron said, don't say, oh, it has to be Lishitasi Rabbi Yochanan, it has to be Lishitasi.
Okay,
the Rimi Orleans just says Lishitasi Rabbi Yochanan.
Okay,
the Ron says, even if you want to go with the first one, okay, you can still get out of it.
Okay.
That's all. He just be Moses.
Yeah.
Okay, any kashas? Sarafians? Okay. Comes along Rabbeinu Tam, third shita, mahalach number three. And he argues on the Rimi Orleans. And he invokes a new principle, a classic principle called Ahadura Li'isure Kama. Says Rabbeinu Tam, that it's true that we have two new mikoros of Tam Ki'ikr, of Mishras HaNavim, of Nazir, and Gyulei Nachrim. But just because the Torah is teaching you Tam Ki'ikr through new mikoros doesn't mean that we will not revert back to the original lavin. Says Rabbeinu Tam that when you have a new mikor in the Torah teaching you Tam Ki'ikr, ahadura la'asuri kama. What the Torah is really teaching you is to include this new manifestation of Isser in the original lav of Nevela. So for example, the Pasuk says, lo soch l'kol nevela, not to consume the actual chefza of Isser. Says Rabbeinu Tam, it's true, we're going to learn out Tam Ki'ikr from Mishras HaNavim, Gyulei Nachrim, that the nevela bliyas are problematic. But when the Torah does that, it's just coming to include that as a new manifestation of the original law. It's still governed under the original law. It's ahadur l'isuri kama. Just because the Torah is mechadish something in a new fashion doesn't mean we're not going to revert it back to the original lav of lo soch l'kol nevela. So says Rabbeinu Tam, even though we have two mikoros, those two mikoros are just going to be a simen ba'alma. The Ron's lashon is, it's a gili milsa ba'alma. It's just expressing the fact that the Torah, when it asked nevela on the chefza, wasn't limited to the chefza of nevela itself, but it also came to include the tam of the chefza, the bliyas of the chefza, the taste of the chefza. And so says Rabbeinu Tam, you should get Malchus or Tam Ki'ikr. It's an Isser D'Oraisa based on Hadur L'Isuri Kama, and you get Malchus because even though, this is a big point, even though the technical new Mikoros of Mishras HaNavim and Gyulei Nachrim are a Kal V'Chomer and Isser Asay, but once it's included in the original law, it will have the formulation of the four Lashonos of Lo Al Pen Yishamer. It will have Lo Soch L'Kol Nevela. The principle of Tam Ki'ikr is now going to be included in the Isser, in the shame Isser of Lo Sochu Kol Neveva. So it comes out that we have a machlokes rishonim between the Rima Orleans and Rabbeinu Tam, how to understand the new Mekoros of Tam Ke'ikr. And we're going to be masber this in two steps. Yeah.
How does the Rabbeinu Tam go back?
Yeah, we're going to get to that. Yeah, we're going to get to the how the Rabbeinu Tam learns the Gemara. He has to explain what the Gemara is.
Yeah.
But before we do that, let's be masber a bit. Let's be masber a bit. The machlokes rishonim between the Rima Orleans and Rabbeinu Tam in terms of whether or not Tam Ke'ikr is going to be included in the original law. So let's do this in two steps. Two basic steps. On a very basic level, on a derivational level, the way to formulate this machlokes is just the point of contention will be how to understand the Mekoros of Tam Ke'ikr as it relates to the original law. According to the Rima Orleans, these new Mekoros are representing a new independent Shame Isser, a new Oser that Asers Tam. So according to the Rima Orleans, there are two different Shemos of Isser when it comes to Machalos Asuros. There is Lo Sochu Kol Nevela, which is the original law that applies specifically to the Chepza of the Nevela. And now there's an independent new Mekor of Kal V'chomer of Mishras or Gule Nachrim that is Asering the Tam that comes out of that Chepza. Two independent Isurim, two Shemos HaIsser. Comes along Rabbeinu Tam, and it fits very nicely with the Lashon of the Ran, that the new Mekoros of Tam Ke'ikr are coming to expand the original Lavim. It's an expansion of the original Lavim, not only to Michal on the actual Chepza, but it's coming to also include and expand and govern even the Tam that comes out of that Chepza. That's a simple formulation of the derivational Machlokes between the Rima Orleans and Rabbeinu Tam. But let's take it one step further, a little bit more of a hesber in this Machlokes, just to lumdicize it a little bit more. If you take a look at any physical Chefza of Isser, any one of the Machalos Asurus, if you assess the physical makeup of a Chefza of Isser, there are really two aspects that you can look at when it comes to the physical makeup of a Chefza Shel Isser, of an actual piece of Nevela. There is one aspect is the physical substance of the Chefza of Isser. The substance of the Isser is what constitutes and what comprises the actual Chefza of Nevela. The physical substance, the actual meat and bones and kishkas of the Nevela is the substance of the Chefza. But then there is Tam. And if you don't think it through, Tam is not necessarily, it's not at all actually, part, if you think about it from a physical perspective, the substance of the Isser. Really, Tam is the effects of the substance. It's a byproduct. It's a derivative of the actual substance of Isser. So we have, we're looking at a Nevela, we have the physical substance of the Isser, and the Tam, the taste that it gives off, is really just the effects, the derivative of that Isser. It's really just the byproduct, the ramifications. It's not the actual substance. When you consume Tyroves with Tam inside, you're not actually tasting mamish of Isser, you're tasting the effects of that Isser. So that's going to be the Shiloh. According to the Rima Orleans, the shame Isser of Lo Sochu Kol Nevela was only chal on the substance of the Chefza of Machalos Asuros, only on the physical substance. And so according to the Rima Orleans, the lav pertaining to Nevela would only apply to the actual consumption of the guf hachefza, of the actual kazayis of Nevela, the chaticha itself. But the effects, the tam, is something ancillary, it's something external. So it comes along the Rima Orleans and says, yeah, we need a new makor, a new independent shame isser that's going to govern the effects of that substance. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, the chalos shame isser of Lo Sochu Kol Nevela was not only chal on the physical substance of the Nevela, but it also was chal on the effects of that Nevela. You can take it even a step further and say that the effects of the Nevela is really just a feature. It's just an attribute of the substance of the Isser. So it comes out, this was just another level. You don't have to think about it in Chazir a little bit if you want to, but this is a second level. It's not just a derivational machlokas of where, how many shemos of Isser do we have. According to the Rima Orleans, we have two shemos of Isser, the Chefza of Nevela and Tam Ke'ikr. According to the Rima Orleans, because it's two different Osrim, the second Oser of Tam Ke'ikr is going to be subject to Isser Aseh, Ein Onshin Min Adin. It doesn't have the original Lavin. Ma She'en Kein, Rabbeinu Tam, is saying that the Chaloshim Isser of Lo Sochel Kol Nevela was not only Chal on the substance, but it also expanded and incorporated the effects of that Tam, of that Chetz of Nevela, which is the Tam, the taste of Nevela. That's just a small hesber in terms of how to understand Machlokas Rimor Lins Rabbeinu Tam. But let's get back to Mahalach 3. So far we have Shitas Rashi, who says that Tam Kicker is Derabanan, no Malchus because it's Derabanan. Rimor Lins says it's Deraisa, but no Malchus because Yisr Aseh and Enon Shem Minadid. Rabbeinu Tam just argued, and he said, no. The Tam Kicker, the Losokul Kol Nevela, is being chal on everything, not only the chepsa, but even the tam kicker. Tam kicker is an isser doraisa, and it has the isser of love. It's a love with malchus. So says Toledano. So how do we learn this gemara? Rabbi Yochanan saying,
yes.
Yeah, tam of aloma masho usser. So that's good for Rabbeinu Tam. Usser doraisa. But why is it no malchus? Why is it no malchus? Tam kicker is included in the original love. Ahadur li suri kama. Why is there no malchus? Comes along Rabbeinu Tam, and he makes an Ukimta. And Enachanami, this is going to really bring out the two types of Tarovasim. Says Rabbeinu Tam, and Enachanami, up until now we've been assuming that we're discussing Tam in a lach balach min be'eino mino. That the Nevela was being nosing Tam into vegetables. So up until now, Tam Kicker, Rabbeinu Tam Kicker is Daraisa with a lach, why no Malchus? Says Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Yochanan was talking about min be'eino. He's not talking about lach min be'eino mino, where there is actual nesinas tam. He's talking about a lach min be'mino. What's the difference? By min be'mino, it's true that when you cook the Isser and Heter together, the blias will be transferred over. But like we said before, if it's the same taste, if it's basar nevela and basar shchuta, you're not going to be able to discern the blias of Isser. There will be no taste of blias of nevela, because it's all the same taste. You're not tasting any singular isser of isser. You're not tasting the discernible taste of isser. There is a transfer, but there's no nesinas tam. And says Rabbeinu Tam, tam kicker never applies to min b'mino. Everyone agrees to that. And so the Rabbi Yochanan was talking about a very specific case, okimta min b'mino, and enachanami, it's usser, because we're going to see in future chaburas that min b'mino will be an isser derabanan, but it's not deraisa, and that's why there's no malchus. So it comes out that we have the following setup. Everyone agrees that when it comes to alach balach min bemino, blias were transferred, but because there's no discernible taste of isser, everyone agrees it's batel berov, and there's no principle of tam kicker because it's min bemino. The shaila becomes, the machlokas rishon we have is by min be'eino mino, where the principle of tam kicker can manifest, where there's actually a discernible taste of isser. And we have three mahalchim in how to assess that isser of tam ke'ikr when there is a discernible taste of isser. Rashi is saying it's only a din derabanan, it's really batel berov, like everything else. Ri is saying it's deoraisa, but technicality in terms of malchus, no malchus because of kal v'chomer, isser esei. And Rabbeinu Tam is saying the shita that we paskin like, which we'll show after Elul, Rabbeinu Tam, who we paskin like, holds that tam ke'ikr is a full-fledged din deoraisa, and it's governed by the original lav of Lo Sochlu Kol Nevela, and says Rabbeinu Tam, you would get Malchus Deraisa, and Rabbi Yochanan's case was an Okimta, Min Bemino, which is only a Din Derabanan. Questions?
According to Rabbeinu Tam, would it still be Batz Barov?
Rabbeinu Tam or Ri?
Both. You also said Deraisa, yeah. Would it still be Batz Barov by Min Bemino then? Sorry,
No. That's exactly the point. The Fi Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri New Orleans, the Gzeres Akasav of Mishra Sanavim and of Gulei Mokrim are overriding the principle of Bitta Barov by Min Be'eino Mino.
Gotcha.
Min Be'eino Mino is the only place where Tom Kicker can manifest, because that's
exactly
when you can actually taste.
That's
when
you have the first place.
Exactly. Yeah, Shia.
What does Tama mean in Rabbeinu Tam? I mean, why is it you say there's Tam over?
Very good. He deals with that. He gives technical terutzim to deal with why it says Tam. It just means Tam Kenegdo. It means in order for the Issa Derabana of Min Be'eino to apply, it has to be the same amount of blias that would have given Tam in a min be'eino mino situation. This that we say, this is a derabanan by lach v'lach min be'eino, is only if it's in the same ratio that it would have given Tam kicker by eino mino. No, not as it lav dach, but the Rabbeinu Tam says, I skipped that part, you're right. He gives off the cheshbon for how to read the actual word Tam, but good point. Yeah, John? Good, excellent, okay. Fine, so let's just end off with one nach kamina. I was going to do two, but the second one is going to be a little bit, it's going to be a little bit heavy. So we'll save the second one for after Elul. I already learned my lesson. Try to do small chunks, slow and happy. So let's do one simple nafkamina to end off.
Slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah, slow and steady wins the race. So let's do one nafkamina that comes out between these rishonim, which is going to be the classic nafkamina, which is going to start off Siman Tzadi Ches after Elul. So the most basic nafkamina is brought down by the Rosh and Chulin Zayin Lamed Aleph, and the Rashba and Tzadi Ches and the Beis and Tosafot Beis. It's all in your Mar Makomos. The Rosh and Chulin and the Rashba both bring a very simple nafkamina in Hilchos Sfeikos. If we have a Tarovis Lach, like we said, Min Be'Eino Mino, where you have, let's say, a nevela that gives off, it's cooked with vegetables. You took the nevela out. All you're dealing with right now is the tam that comes out of that nevela. So now the blias of Isser are being transferred over, and there's the capacity for these blias of Isser to give off discernible taste into these vegetables. Now, we know that there's going to be a requirement of Bittul Beshishim to negate that tam of Isser. So whether you hold like Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam will be koveya whether that requirement of Bittul Beshishim, which is a cutoff point where we say there's no taste anymore, whether that requirement is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. So the fact that we need a bittul b'shishim to negate the tam, according to Rashi, is only going to be a din d'rabbanan. You don't really need it midoraisa. According to the Rimu Orleans and the Fi Rabbeinu Tam, it's going to be a din d'oraisa. So based on that setup, the Rosh says the following case. Let's say we have this nevela that's giving off glias of Isser into vegetables, and before you had a chance to check whether or not you have shishim against the nevela that was thrown in there, it was spilled. The pot spilled. It was nishbach ha-rotev, nishbach ha-taroves. And now you have a suffix. Was there an original shishim when the nevela was being cooked in there or not? So according to Rashi, that tam ki'ikar is only a din derabanan, which mimela means that bittul b'shishim is only a requirement midirabanan. So we have a suffix whether or not there was shishim, suffix derabanan likula. And you can assume that there was shishim, and your tarovis is still good to go. You can consume the tarovis. Mashi enke lefida rimi orleans, and Rabbeinu Tam, who say that tam kicker is a din d'oraisa, that means that the requirement for bittul b'shishim is also a din d'oraisa. So if you have a suffix whether or not you had shishim to go against negate the tam of Isser, you have a suffix d'oraisa on your hands, and suffix d'oraisa is the chumrah. And so that would be a one basic nafkamina for how we know that whether or not Tom Kicker is Deraisa or Derabanan. I'll just leave you off with the first Shaila that Rasalvachik asks on his Faher. I'll just leave it off for you right now. I'll repeat it again after Elul. Just this way everyone knows, gets the first question right. Very easy. So the Mechaber, we'll see, we're going to point this out after Elul, doesn't officially mention whether he holds Tom Kicker as Deraisa or not. But he does say that if you have the case that we just mentioned, of an avela being cooked with vegetables, and you're mesupak, it's nishbach harotev, you're not sure if you have 60 or not, so says the mechaber that it's usher to consume the taroves. So the Rishovichik wants you to see from there, if he's saying safik lechumra, safik us isser lechumra, you see from there that he holds a garbenu tam, that tam kicker is deoraisa, and nishbach, and you're mesupak, whether other shishim or not, will be subject to the Chumrah, and Usser, have a wonderful Shabbos. If there are any questions, feel free to ask now.
Otherwise,
you only got one
shout
out.
Only one. I have to make up for the eight.